This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton flying solo momentarily on 7-5 Radio. We are at 7-5radio.org. That's number 7-5radio.org. Once again, I am Peter Scoop Stanton. Walter Yerkew will be joining us momentarily. He has a prior engagement. He is currently watching the Yankee game. Yankees are in Houston, Texas, playing the trash show. So anyways, once that game is over, he will be joining us. Probably he'll be joining us just call when he just as soon as he dials in and just starts talking. Anyways, first order of business, we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community murdered in line of duty. First, we want to remember police officer William Earl Collins Jr. of the Doyleine, Louisiana Police Department, end of watch July 9th, 2021. Also, Detective Greg Ferency of the Terre Haute, Indiana Police Department, end of watch July 7th, 2021. Officers, you are not forgotten. Second order of business, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the solid savers of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department. I've noticed that they have a new color scheme on the trucks in Yonadosis, New York. That's because they don't want to look like they bought it from a secondhand sale from the Detroit Fire Department, because apparently they bought it secondhand from the Detroit Fire Department. Anyways, breaking news on this July 10th, 2021, in Charlottesville, Virginia, where they had disgusting disaster of a protest where people want to peacefully assemble, address their grievances to save Confederate parks, and Governor Terry McAuliffe went to declare a state of emergency, and a full-scale riot happened with Virginia State Police, Charlottesville City Police, just standing by doing nothing. Anyways, this week, apparently, two of the statues in Charlottesville featuring Confederate heroes was removed. And what's funny is that looks like Rachel Gentile's stunt double was at the helm of somebody's trying to get... Somebody's jump-starting a car, and they're having a problem. Rachel Gentile wannabe didn't like the statues. They've been there for over 100 years, and she raised a protest, and they removed the statues. Anyways, with these Confederate statues removed from Charlottesville, not one black person will be helped by that. Not one black person will be able to put food on their family's table. Not one black person will be able to get a job. Not one black person will be saved from gun violence. Meanwhile, this young lady whose name escapes me, we'll just say, call her Rachel Gentile's stunt double. And it looks like one of Rachel's cousins is yelling and screaming. Anyways, I'm at a location full of Trump supporters. Hopefully during first commercial, I'll be able to speak with them. But anyways, this young lady who is probably under the age of 25 weighs over 300 pounds. So, you know, she needs to worry about her diabetes, her health, her joints, and her longevity instead of statues of dead white people. But that is the left in a nutshell. Anyways, speaking of the left in a nutshell and Rachel Gentile, Last week, BET founder Robert Johnson said that America needed to pay $14 trillion in reparations for slavery as a way to close the wealth gap. That's $14 trillion. Now, Johnson is a graduate of Princeton University, most of them are not, and a self-made billionaire, and he's part of the 1%. And 99% of the Liberty News Radio listening audience is not part of the 1%. But anyways, if you look at the cost of the war on poverty to help impoverished black people, add up the cost of operating jails, which half the jails are black, and then add up cost of food stamps, which 25% of black people are on food stamps, and then add the cost for public housing projects, Section 8 housing, welfare, Medicaid, and a housing authority police departments, and you're looking at trillions of dollars. Now, if you also factor in the loss of tax revenue from loss of jobs and businesses thanks to the black underclass, the cost of crime in terms of lost wages, stolen property, medical bills, and lost productivity, we're looking at $18 trillion. Dollars. That's $18 trillion. That is a low estimate. Robert Johnson, who's a billionaire, wants $14 trillion. But so far, we spent about $18 trillion and counting on the so-called war on poverty. Now, anyways, as far as Mr. Johnson, he started a company called Black Entertainment Television, or BET. And of course, it's celebrated because it is for black people. And anyways, it's been around for 40 years. And over 40 years, you have nothing but thugging. What's thugging? Just people, like young black people thugging. When BET first came out, there was a popular stand-up show featuring young comics called Comic View. And literally during a comic's performance, you have a Schlitz malt liquor ad. I'm not making this up, folks. Look for yourselves. Schlitz malt liquor ads during this comic's performance. And then another show, you had something called 106 in Park, which is a popular music variety show. Anyways, they allowed R&B singer Robert Kelly to come out in the same outfit as teenage bride Aaliyah. And rumors were swirling that Kelly was married to this girl who was under the age of consent for getting married, and nothing was done about it. Not to mention, thousands of programming hours were dedicated to misogynistic rap videos glorifying the thug life of easy money by criminal enterprises, glorifying smoking weed, and making women sex objects. But when we come back, we'll be talking about reparations. Also, going home, and the same old song and dance. This is Sunfire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Walter, are you with us?
Yeah, I made it.
Okay, what was the final score of the Yankee game?
1-0 Yankees.
Wow. Anyways, Walt, I'm talking about the founder of BET, who's a billionaire and Princeton graduate. He wants the U.S. taxpayer to spend $14.1 trillion to close the wealth gap for black people. Meanwhile, we spend about between $18 and $20 trillion on black people. But anyways, black entertainment television show spent thousands of hours showing thuggish videos, thuggish movies. And then they got this thing called the BET Awards, which they celebrate and award, give out awards for. What else? Thugging. Again, if you watch the past awards, and it was just, it looked like a Satan's bachelor party. There's just women just shaking their ass and guys talking about thugging. And then this guy, this cat named the baby, he's dancing around, and women are shaking their ass, and they got somebody dressed up as a big baby, and just I was wondering what the hell am I watching? And then the people that attended this travesty was none other than Representative Maxine Waters. So, anyways, they had this award show where Lil Nas X did the satanic performance, and at the end he kissed one of his dancers on lips. Now both Lil Nas X and the dancer were males. But anyways, one of the biggest critics of BET is none other than black people, because they're sick and tired of this foolishness. Boondocks creator Aaron Magruder just actually destroyed BET, calling it black evil television. He did a cartoon and just absolutely eviscerated black entertainment television, because it's just nothing but garbage. But that's the right right to have. They want to put out garbage, fine. They want to, show black people thugging and not doing anything, that's fine. That's their business. But anyways, I don't recall BET putting out public service announcements for stopping black-on-black violence, parental responsibilities, practicing safe sex, or being a productive member of society. Now, as for Mr. Johnson, I don't recall him doing anything for his impoverished viewers in the District of Columbia. As y'all know, I live in the D.C. area, which I hate, and there's nothing with his name on it. There's no foundations, no clinics, no schools, no nothing. And this little restaurant called Ben's Chili Bowl has done more for black people than Mr. Johnson. But anyways, if you go to our website, 75radio.org, we got some of the performances from this BET Music Awards for 2021. Well, what say you on reparations for black people?
Well, you know, I'm going to go this way. There are many, many African-American men and women who are basically, I guess, leaders. You know, not quite at the Martin Luther King level, but leaders, all right? So let's use Martin Luther for this instance, okay? You don't see people respecting what he was doing back in the 60s for where they are today. You don't. They don't even ask for it. They're burning fucking buildings. Oops. They're burning buildings down. They're burning houses down. They're burning businesses down because of a crackhead. Okay? Now, you know, I don't want to go back in time to May of last year, but it was a crackhead. They had absolutely no knowledge of this guy. None. But all the knowledge of their black leaders are all apparent. Speaking of Martin Luther King. And they pay no attention to the guidelines that that man had set for the black people to follow. None whatsoever. Okay? Now, on the Anglo-Saxon side, we're constantly asking for our rights. The rights that were made by our leaders, our forefathers, George Washington, you know, Adams, Jefferson, you know, John Hancock. We're constantly fighting to have our rights. Why? Why? What changed? What changed? It's the mentality of, you know, there's no such thing as white television. But, you know, with all these reality shows, the stuff just ain't real anymore. You know, it's not reality. It's a freaking right. Show. It's scripted and rehearsed. Okay? Same thing with BET. It's scripted and rehearsed. And it's rehearsed to knock down another race, whether it's white, Asian, even their own race, if they don't believe in what they're doing. So, you know, the black leaders are there. You don't have to respect them, but you got to respect what they're asking their people to do, which is not this nonsense. I mean, get Maxine Waters the hell out of there. You know, she's the worst of them. She's the antagonist. When somebody who is going to encourage you to burn stuff down. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay. Every time I read something on Facebook, it's the airplane was delayed because there was a couple of white kids making a nuisance to themselves. So the plane was delayed. Now, why do you got to mention white kids? All right. Now, when I hear things about Chicago, I hear gunfire. I hear about gunfire. I hear about shootings. But they don't mention that it's a black perpetrator. So, you know, I'm not racist by far, but listen, you know, I'm tired of this nonsense and this bullet BS of always blaming and naming that, oh, it's white, it's white, it's white. And they ignore their own people. They ignore their own people.
Right. You're 100% correct. And what Patrick Ryan said on the Political Cesspool last September, he said white people have done more for black people than black people done for their own race. And I just read off a larger list of things that we've done for black people without mentioning affirmative action, set aside for contracts, scholarship programs, school placement, job promotion, things of that nature. You can just keep giving and giving and giving and giving. Meanwhile, Mr. Johnson is a billionaire. He hasn't given a nickel. Nobody gives in, you know, the so-called black leaders have not given a nickel. Compound Media sent me a link, cause the compound boss, said that these people don't know how to behave. I said, what about church? and there was a fight in the church because this pastor of this big church in Detroit said that people have to give $1,000. If not, they have to, you know, make it $300. And there's an ATM in the church. And this pastor drives a Rolls Royce. Meanwhile, the neighborhood is just absolutely impoverished, decimated. So, you know, they take advantage of themselves, of their own kind. Al Sharpton, he rides in a private jet. You know, I never got to ride in a private jet. Scott Baio rides in a private jet, but guess what? He paid for it from his earnings from the being an entertainer for 4.5 decades. But, you know, and you know, we've been talking about this for ad nauseum for 20 years on the political cesspool and here on 7-5 radio. And thank God for people like our buddy Black Rose, but Lanell Harris, our buddy Brandon Tatum. That's, you know, they're black and they're pointing them out. When both of them appeared here on this show, and Brandon Tatum got with Candace Owens and started the Blexit. He's like, you know what? Enough. Enough with the plantation. Enough with, you know, blaming white people. It's not white people's fault. It's your fault. And he's pointing to the people that are thugging. And, you know, and Brandon Tatum, he does very well for himself. He's always looking for people for his outfit to point out, like, all the foolishness that's going on in the black community. And he's sick of it. And he's black. I mean, and Lanell, he's still living in the ghetto and shows all the foolishness that goes on. All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, in a Friday phone call, that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects, when a ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, we expect them to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashem Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Pfizer and BioNTech said they will seek approval from the FDA for a booster shot of its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. However, the FDA and CDC said that a booster is not necessary at this time. Here's public health expert Dr. Aditi Narukar.
Pfizer and other drug companies will continue to iterate whatever formulations they have. And that's not uncommon. And that's just something that they're doing. And they've been doing this for lots of vaccines and drugs. And it's just a natural process.
They expect a third dose to be even more powerful based on early data that has not yet been published or submitted to the FDA or other regulatory bodies. Despite most experts predicting that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates as soon as 2023, an improving jobs market and rising inflation is leading the president of one Federal Reserve bank to believe it should happen sooner, which would create an uptick on mortgage and refinance rates. This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. Peter Stanton with Walter Yerkew. We are at full strength. Yankees beat the Houston Astros at home in Houston. But anyways, I'm just...
Hey, Lord Berman.
Say what? What?
Scoop.
Yeah.
I've got to chime in for a moment here. During our commercial break, it said that...
Well, you're breaking up. Change location and try again.
How am I now? Is it better with you guys?
It's not, you're a little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay. President Biden, President Putin, to control his pedophile people in Russia through the computer. You know, like, you know.
All right. Hey, Walt, you're breaking up. Try again. Folks, we are live here on 7-5 Radio.
All right. You go ahead. Now, you're
perfect. Perfect.
I know I'm perfect. Right, I know I'm perfect. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
President Biden contacted President Putin about the computer predator problem, and that he's got to control the people over in Russia, that they don't have that they stop this. You know, is our president a dope or what? You know, I wonder if Putin has stopped laughing yet.
No.
You know, we got that problem here in our freaking country. But I haven't heard Biden address it. So what's he so worried about, you know, Russia's pedophiles? They're over there. We got our own pedophiles that we got to catch and kill.
Well, here's the thing, Walt. Here in the United States, most of the pedophiles are Democrats, and many of them are donors to the Democrat Party. I mean,
that part I get. My issue is, why is President Biden calling Putin? Like I said, you know, I'm wondering if Putin has stopped laughing yet after that phone call. This guy's an idiot. You know, he kept telling President Trump to shut up during the debate and everything. This guy needs to just shut up. He needs to shut up.
He needs to go away.
There's so much wrong with our country right now, and it was from Obama yet. You would think that Biden would know how to fix it, since it was his black buddy that screwed everything up.
Right. Now you're breaking up again.
To the Stone Age.
Right. All right, now you're coming in.
I just had to get that off my chest. I mean, that's like you calling me and telling me I can't have naked people in my pool at my house. You know, you just don't, you know, push anybody around in their own house. And there's plenty of fish to fry over here that they refuse to, because, like you said, a lot of them are Democrats.
Right. If anything, Biden should have told Putin, hey, tell your people to knock off the ransomware, or we're going to do stuff that make your head spin, because we have a whole bunch of computer hackers that know how to take care of business. If you go on YouTube, there's video after video after video of people who are bothered by these Indian call centers to take their information, and they're able to give them access to the computer and just totally mess up not only the Indians that they're talking to, but the whole data center's computer, and delete everything. So, but Putin doesn't want to talk about the 800 gorilla room, but he wants to talk about pedophiles. And unlike our criminal justice system, takes out the trash. But anyways, moving right along. This past weekend and starting tomorrow, I'll be going home to upstate New York, where my parents retired to. I call it home because, wherever mom and dad live, to me, that's home. But I can say it's a whole different world, and I would move there tomorrow if I could. And my kids love it, too. They're up there for a week. And anyway, my folks live between Syracuse and Albany and Binghamton and Plattsburgh. So if you got a map, go try to find them out. And there's a whole bunch of Stantons up there, both related and unrelated. But anyways, where they live, the pace is very slow, and the people are friendly. And this is a place where people can still leave their cars and houses unlocked. And the joke is, with my folks, the house is unlocked constantly. And there are blue line flags everywhere, as well as numerous American flags and a Confederate flag. And what also inspires me to move up there tomorrow, if I could, is that there's Trump flags still for 2020 and now 2024. There's also a couple of F. Biden flags flying too. But anyways, there's no reason for Antifa or BLM to go up there, because there's not a big, large black underclass to go fight with the cops. There are black people up there, but you know, they keep themselves like everybody else. And if they did go up there because of something that happened, well, they would lose very quickly because, again, we're talking out in the boonies. This is not New York City where the mayor is going to give you a free pass, because people take care of their own up there. They're not going to listen to the mayor or what the county legislature or anything like that. They'll take care of business. But, again, there's no reason to go up there. But, anyways, as I'm up there, just I said, you know what? This is God's country, not God's little acres. That's right around the block from mom and dad's house, but this is just God's country because it's absolutely beautiful. And I realized, like, this is, now I know why, Walter, why you moved where you moved. Jim Lanson lives where he lives. And now, our friend, Jack Antonio, he's moving where he's moving to, which, because again, it's away from all the big cities with all the big city problems and all the soy boys and all the liberals and all the propaganda, coming to our schools and just all the BS. And you know, I'm heading up there tomorrow morning, so if you're between those areas, hit Larry Lefty on Twitter and let me know where you're at. Maybe we'll meet up. But anyways, if you go to the local gym building place, you got multimillionaires rubbing elbows with the carpenters and cooks. And it's like, okay, big deal. Nobody cares your status or how much money you have or don't have. And just, you know, I wish America, you know, the real America, not Washington, D.C., not the five boroughs of Manhattan, and so on and so forth. Also, you don't have homeless people using the sidewalk as a toilet because, well, they probably would be taken care of. Well, how do you like living in the rural areas where you live in Tennessee?
I'm living in my house 20 years. I've right. never had keys. I've never had keys to it. I bought the house without keys, and I've never put locks on the doors. I don't. Wow. I leave my keys in the car. You know, the in my truck. You know, it's there's no reason to, locks only keep honest people out. Those are the people that I'd like to have come and visit me, you know. You know, if my house is broken into, you know, dude, I got insurance. And especially if I'm home, you know, a 20-gauge shotgun is insurance also.
Right.
You know, my home protection works. You know, if right. the door is, you know, if somebody comes and opens my door and said, oh, man, it's open, let's go in. That might be the last thing they ever say if I'm home. So, you know, the rural community out here makes it very clear that if you come from the city to do harm, you won't get a second chance to do it again.
Right.
So, exactly. You know, living in the rural community, I pay my taxes. I keep my house clean. You know, I cut my grass once in a while. But I don't lock my doors.
Right, because there's no reason to. Exactly. And for 4th of July, I went to, a version of Sanford's son. One of my father's best friends had a 4th of July shindig. He has a fifth wheel in his, I guess, junkyard or antique truck collection, and it had electricity but no running water, so I guess the cook the cook food because his wife's a great cook. But we're sitting in the middle of the junkyard, this old beat up old bulldozer and old dump trucks, and my kids are up there just having a great time. And then everybody's getting just sauce. The only sober people is like me, my mother, and my father, and my kids. But just having a grand old time. Nobody cared about nothing. Neighbors lighting up fireworks, and just fun time was just had by all. Anyways, oh my god. Come up next segment, we'll talk about the same old song that you hear living up there in everywhere else. This is Sunfire Radio on the Living News Radio Network. Take it away.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're at the last segment already. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. But anyways, tomorrow I'll be going up to upstate New York. And for those who live in the metropolitan New York City area, upstate is not anything north of the Tappan Zee Bridge. But anyways, one thing about upstate New York back in the day, the rock stations were some of the best in the business. I'm talking from Albany all the way to Buffalo. If you're on traveling on the thruway going from east to west or west to east in upstate, you're in for a treat because, again, some of the best radio there was. The jockey had great jocks,
and they were able to play what they wanted, when they wanted. And in fact, in Utica, New York, which is in the middle of between like Rochester and Albany, stationed there, WOUR, could definitely give New York City's WNAW a run for its money in terms of the quality of jocks and the quality of freeform rock that they were allowed to play. The talk radio, you had these talk super stations, WGY in Albany, WSYR in Syracuse, and then the middle was WIBX, which now has just a piece of trash, Bill Keeler. But I'll talk about him about later. so anyways, and these talk stations started carrying Rush Limbaugh when he first coming out, which is very controversial, and when he was good. But then upstate New York, like everywhere else, radio became corporately owned, corporately ran, and government approved, as Patrick Ryan likes to say. And it was just depressing because you had rock stations playing the same 100, 200 songs from 20, 30 years ago. And then you could tell what stations were owned by the same corporation because they were on the same 4th of July promotion that the other station in another market was running. And playing the same songs, too. I mean, it's just terrible. And then now a lot of these stations, they can save money by getting syndicated shows on their stations. And we're not talking like, you know, not only the big talkers, but the so-called Z-Morning Zeus or and these other just no talents trying to be Howard Stern or Opie Anthony, which they are not. It's terrible. Also, the music station back in the day had great talk shows such as Rockline and also Flashback, which was very well put together from Westwood Radio. But anyways, independent radio now is the last thing standing in the way of regular terrestrial radio being placed in the ash heap of history. And, you know, you're not going to get shows like Us, The Cesspool, Liberty Roundtable, Patrick Ryan, and other outlets on mainstream radio. That's why I urge you to call your local radio station and say, listen, stop putting the garbage on. Stop putting Bill Keeler on. Stop putting these other no-talent hacks on. You know, if I want to hear the same old thing, I just tape a show and just listen to over and over again. That's why they're losing market share to internet radio, podcast, YouTube, so on and so forth. Anyways, I urge you, just call them up and say, listen, there's some great radio shows, talk radio shows from Living News Radio Network that won't cost you anything. We're free, folks. If you want to hear us on your local radio station, call your local radio station and say, listen, if you want to hear us on 7-5 Radio, people in this hospital, we'll be with you all for free. But anyways, but I'm not holding my breath, especially in the rock music genre, because now everything is divvied up. You got your top 40, you got your R&B, you got your rap station, and then for old people like us, you have your classic rock, which I absolutely detest. But in Norfolk, there's this classic hit station that played the same 200 songs, you know, Pinball Wizard, Stairway to Heaven, All My Love, Freebird, just over again. And then I emailed the station and said, listen, your programming is some garbage. And the person said, well, according to the research, this is what people want. But no, it's not, because I'm a listener, and that's not what I want to hear. Well, what say you about the demise of terrestrial radio? Because I know growing up, you probably listened to PLJ, WNEW, mm-hmm. and WBAB.
Well, also there was WNEW, if I needed wins, WINS, give right. us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. PLJ, 99X. There's some, even WABC, 77 WABC when Cousin Brucey was there. You know, even NBC on the AM dial, you know, when Imus was there. Even before Imus was there. They play good music. And now there's good music, you know, for everybody. You know, you don't have to listen to, you know, you got your rap stations, you got, you know, your country stations, and then you got rocking stations, and then you got modern, you got 80s, and blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. We got a station here in Chattanooga, okay? They play The Who out here in the fields 4 or 5 times a day. And, you know, I swear it used to be a good, you know, a good rhythm to listen to. You know, now I'm sick of it. Now I want to punch Roger Daltrey in the face.
Right.
You know, it just gets worn out. You're right. You know, they go with the classics, but those aren't the only classics. Freebird is not the only classic. You know, the music is just, it's, you know, the format. And they play it over and over and over, and they might mix an hour with another hour and over and over. The DJ's alive. You know, the announcer's alive because they do the weather and what time it is and the traffic and stuff like that. So, you know, that part is live. All they're doing is pressing buttons. They don't take requests anymore. You used to be able to call in and make a request. And they wouldn't play your request if they already played it for somebody else. So, you know, they used to have call-ins and, you know, guess these tunes, and they put 5 of them together in 3 seconds, and you'd have to name them. You know, these days it's just, you know, this is the news, this is the weather, this is the traffic. Other than that, we don't give a crap about you.
Right. Exactly. I forgot about that. You know, request line. They play requests. If they had it, they could play it. They could play it, which is great. But Cousin Bruce, he's still back on WABC, thankfully. You know, him and Scott Shannon on WCBS, they're still on. But anyways, it's, you know, we miss those days. And then they scratch their head, oh, why is everybody going to satellite? Why is everybody going here? Why is everybody going there?
Well, you know, cause so let me chime in here. So you miss listening to WBLS, right?
No.
I listened to WBLS on my way into the station house. You know why?
Why?
So I could get the color of the day.
Right. What's the color of the day?
The color of the day. The color of the day was supposed to be a secret. That's for when you called and needed information, and the police department is the only one that's supposed to know what the color of the day is. But, you know, every shyster in town knew what the color of the day was because they announced it on BLS. So I'm thinking it was, you know, one of the guardians was probably calling in every morning and giving them the color.
Right, or Eric Adams, who's running for New York City mayor. But we'll talk about that later. You know, you got two crime fighters running for mayor. One was a crime fighter, the other one just hated white people. We'll talk about that later. Jesus Christ. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Special shout out for Jack Antonio, folks. I needed some help trying to get funds together for my automobile, and Jack was the first one to help me out. But you know, kudos and thank you very, very much. And Jack's one of these guys like Walter, like Jim, a little bit older, has tons of experience, born and raised in the New York City area, and just a real stand-up guy. We had a great conversation. Hopefully, when he does finally retire from the art of performance, we can have him on the show because he's got a lot to say. Thank you very, very much, Jack, whose real name happens to be John Anthony, but don't, you know, but he was in that movie with, you know, that guy and that girl, and something happened. But anyways, we got a couple seconds left. Anything else for our adoring fans?
Now I just, want the locals to know that in a couple of weeks, I'll probably go down to I-75, Speedway. I don't know if our intern is still working down there. He got himself a gig with the EMS department over there in I guess it's Bradley County in Tennessee, just north of Nashville. So
yep. Well, Mike,
I advised him only to give mouth to mouth to people who aren't breathing.
Right. And we have to remind them that there is no certification and no level of experience to give people emergency prostate exams out in the field. But anyways, On that note, folks, we come to another great episode in the can for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.